Hello, Dwight Englewood families. It's Friday afternoon, March 16th, and everybody here is getting ready to leave on spring break. The countdown's kind of begun for the last 20 minutes of the day. But it's been a very busy week here, trying to make up for all the snow from the week before and have all different things kind of completed and ready by the time we get to this afternoon. The most important thing we've really been doing this week involves getting prepared to do our academic scheduling for next year. And we've talked with students all week and also with parents about how this process actually works. On Monday, we had a very well-attended evening for families presently with students in grades 9, 10, and 11. And in each of those groups, they went through what the process is going to be like for the next few weeks when we come back in April. What you will see attached to this email is a copy of the slides that we actually presented that evening in each of the three grades, in case you'd like to have a look at them over the break. If you were there, I think you had a very informative evening presented by the dean of each grade as they talk through kind of the big picture and the different choices that students have and the importance actually of how the choices get made and of actually for each student to figure out what are the most important things for them to be doing next year. If you go through the slides, even if you weren't there, I think you'll see, and these are the slides that were shown to the families, but also shown to the students, so you can talk with them about this as well. But it actually takes you through all the different options that are available for each grade level. So it would be great if you took a little bit of time to do that. In the same moment, if you'd like to look at the course of study guide, you can do that too. Attached to this email is also a link to which you can go and the course of studies book for next year so that you can look at it. In each of the presentations, you'll first see an overview and a timeline of how this March has gone and how we will return in April. And then that's followed by a list of the different departmental requirements that students have to fulfill. One of the things we've done this week has been for students to fill out the courses they've taken and then think a little bit about the courses that they're going to be taking and to understand what's left in order for them to graduate. So as you go through the slides, you'll see department by department what are the different options, all of which you can then look at in the course of studies book as well. In each case also, the dean spoke about the importance of balance and challenge in choosing courses for next year and trying to figure out, first by looking back at this year, how they've done and how they've experienced the year as a way to go forward and figure out whether the level of challenge that they have taken on this year has been a good one or whether they could tweak it in some ways for next year. And I think that's an important part of the process and for you to talk about with your children as we go through this in April. When we get back after the break, students will be meeting with their advisors. They'll be talking with their teachers and department chairs and with you. And over the course of 3 weeks, come up with a finalized schedule that they turn in to us, and then the deans and department chairs work on that for the rest of the school year, and the schedules are then designed over the summer. So I hope that as you have a great break, you'll take a few minutes and go through the slides, maybe look at the course of study and talk with your son or daughter about the different options they have and kind of prime them for some of the work that's going to happen right when we get back. We also know, of course, that you should feel free to speak to a dean or a department chair or a teacher if you have any questions, because the course selection process actually is a pretty critical one, in part obviously to get the right courses, but also for students to engage in a little bit of the journey of self-reflection and trying to figure out the things that interest them and where they want to spend their time. So yes, it's about coursework, but it's also about things that are larger. And with that, I wish you all a very, very happy rest of March and the two vacations, the two holidays that come in the middle here, and I look forward to seeing everybody back in April.